Assembly, Rosana Alvarado. Thank you, Foreign Minister. Since we enacted the Constitution in 2008, Ecuador has been a state under the rule of law with rights. We guarantee rights and ensure that human rights are available to all. In the Constitution, it's established that one of the primordial duties of the Ecuadorian state is to ensure ethics in the public administration in line with the international human rights instruments that we have ratified. We have enacted the following rules: the Comprehensive Criminal Code, which criminalizes femicide for the first time, as well as psychological, sexual and physical violence, sexual harassment, rape, sexual violence, violence against women and violence against other members of the family. The Criminal Code also hands down stiffer penalties when crimes are committed against children or adolescents or persons with disabilities. Ill treatment of children is prohibited and very harsh penalties are foreseen for it in the Children's Code in line with the Criminal Code. We also punish hatred, torture, slavery, trafficking in persons. These crimes are crimes against humanity and as thus are not subject to the statute of limitations. We have approved the Organic Act on Labour. We recognise unpaid work in the home. We have set out regulations for domestic work. We have ensured that housewives have access to social security. There is protection for female workers thanks to incorporating the figure of unlawful dismissal against women just because they are pregnant. We ensure that parents have joint responsibility for their children during the first year of life through both maternity and paternal leave. We have also set out the working conditions for all civil servants, recognising that they all have the right to form trade unions and to participate in them. There is the right to strike for all civil servants, and there is direct applicability of international labour instruments. We have also approved the Act on National Equality Councils to ensure that there is effective enjoyment of gender rights in public policies. In the Civil Code, we have outlawed marriage between persons under 18. We'll no longer have child marriages, marriage of 12-year-olds. This reform has made it possible for marital property to be administered by women. It's not just the remit of men now. It's open to both spouses. On identity cards, sex can be replaced by gender. This was a claim from the LGBTI community to improve health. We have regulations for prepaid health care. There will be no discrimination against older persons or persons suffering from catastrophic illnesses. There can be no discrimination on the grounds of sex or gender. We have used fiscal policy to alter consumption patterns, such as on sweet drinks. We are trying to deter people from consuming harmful products, because we know that diabetes is a second cause of early death. Since there was a ruling from the Constitutional Court, we have been consulting peoples and nationalities, Afro-Equatorians and Montubio peoples, who could see their rights infringed by any legislative provision. The Parliament approved this consultation. There will be analysis of the results of these consultations. This is included in the Water Resources, Land Code and Environment Codes, amongst others. Never before have legislative processes had such a high rate of citizen participation. Never before has Ecuador had seen such a strong presence of women in the parliament. Over 40% of MPs are women, and the three main figures in the assembly are all women.